B-Pod Studios.
Zillak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tell you what, Beetle,
what?
We may have cracked a code on this whole Warrior.
Oh, let's show everybody this. I just got a heated blanket back here today, much like Zoe in the broadcast booth at Gillette. What is that thing? Oh, that's the controller?
Yeah, that's the controller.
Oh, you can put it on the table?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's nice. So I got that. I got the hand warmers. I popped those open early.
Good. That's good.
But we waited on our space heaters until they turned those fans on, which, by the way, I'm told you can barely hear over the air. That and the Zamboni. Virtually no noise coming across, especially in that last segment.
Yeah.
Good grief. Sure. But the hand warmers, you get those going. We popped on those space heaters about 12:15, right?
Yeah.
Then we cut.
Well, that was also out of an abundance of caution. I'm afraid that we're going to melt the extension cord today. It's a real fear that I've talked to Hardy about. It gets very, very hot when we run these space heaters on this thing.
Right.
And I said, the less we use the extension cord today, the better. It's a heavy-duty cord. It's industrial strength, but I don't know, man.
But I figure if Zoe can get away with using a blankie at the game last week, I can get away with using one as we sit in a freezer for 4 hours. So, I'm comfy as the baby Jesus today. I feel great.
You yell at me when I put my hood on.
Well, because you look like a sociopath.
Because I'm a raccoon.
The pictures are amazing, Beetle.
What?
The pictures on Twitter are amazing.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's great. Went right into the DXL and denim. I said, give me something that's got like a little fur on the hood. What do you got in stock? And they suited me right up. I had this thing picked out in 5 minutes. I said, oh, that's the one. That's the one. For Warrior, for Patriots games in January, that's the jacket right there. Let's take that baby.
Someone asked if it was a Canadian goose. We're like, no.
No, I can't afford that.
No, he's wearing the Icelandic duck.
I think it's a Nautica. Is it Nautica? What's it say on the side?
It is Nautica.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who can't afford the $1,500 jacket. It's very nice. See, you'd be confused. You'd think it was a goose. Maybe I should get the patch. Just put it on there.
Oh, I'm sure you can buy them.
Yeah, I'm sure I could buy that patch, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Who the hell's going to know?
Then again, are you all that concerned with appearances?
No.
With that hood on?
You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy when it comes to that.
You're just,
as you know. Yeah, make me warm. I had a bad misspeak today in a read, but I think I've been topped. I had a, how does Zoe say charcuterie? Charcuterie.
He said,
he says charcuterie.
I know, it's not even that good. It's
I was reading a Ram spot today and I said chassis instead of chassis.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'm like, this is the Ram Promaster chassis? Yeah, I screwed it up brutally.
Chased.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? It's a model? That would be chassis, like the chassis of a truck.
Ram Promaster Brandy Chastain something. I don't know. Clutch.
But here's the good news for me. I think I may have been topped.
By me or Shaughnessy?
No, by O'Brien.
Oh, thank goodness.
Does he even know? Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I do.
So you don't realize it yet, do you?
No, I don't.
I didn't catch this live in the moment, but let's have a listen to just the headlines a minute ago.
The Celtics are back at home court Friday night to face the Denver Nuggets.
I knew I stumbled. I didn't know it was that bad. Close enough.
The Denver Nuggets?
Nuggets, Nuggets. Something right there, just somewhere in the middle there.
We need to hear it again, please.
Yes.
The Celtics are back at home court Friday night to face the Denver Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Nuggets.
The John Lovitzes.
The Denver John Lovitzes. Awesome.
Start keeping a file on O'Brien like Jimmy Stewart used to keep on me.
You know, it's already gargantuan, I feel.
Oh, Jay Stu's got more screw-ups by me and Big Jim over the years doing headlines. I feel like Jimmy gets off on that. Like, he just, you know, builds these files and folders full of screw-ups on our part.
Oh, I know T-Bone and Jim are on it back here for sure.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
The Denver Nuggets.
Well, there's one that we use for a read and react where I'm mispronouncing the word apples.
Oh, that's right.
Raspberries.
Raspberries.
Apples.
Apples.
Have you got apples?
I've beaten the copy. And I couldn't
make out the word apples.
Apples. I like them apples. Oh man. That is good. 617-779-0985
is the phone. Introducing new lower prices on produce. Save on favorites like raspberries, organic kale, applies, apples.
I don't think people understand that, though, like how we make those errors reading.
I don't understand how we make those errors.
But all of us do it.
Chesses.
Like, stupid moron. What are you doing?
It does suck, though, when you get a word every once in a while in copy.
Yeah.
That you know you should know how to pronounce that word.
Yes.
You're a grown-ass man on this planet. And every once in a while, one will come across, and you're just like, I know what the word is. I've seen it. I can define the word. I just know that I don't know that I've ever actually said it out loud. You know, and here it is. You're in the moment. You haven't read it ahead of time, and now you got to read it on the air. And that's what happened with you and your chassis.
Oh, messed up. Oh man, Paul's in. It's Paul in Rhode Island. We're gonna have to wait to get his jam ready to go.
Oh, we need the music before we.
Yeah, talk. We'll go to Mario in Vermont in the meantime. Mario. Okay. Mario. I don't think Mario's there anymore. Scott and Weymouth. Scott.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? All right, real quick take on the Pats. It is almost getting old, but we could talk about it every day till Sunday at 4:21. All right, I still won't be surprised and hoping, I guess, as a Pats fan, if Brady doesn't re-sign a 1 or 2 year deal, I won't be. But if he leaves, what's all this talk about who should replace him? Everyone's naming all these QBs, free agents around the league. Hello, everyone. How about Stidham? He's been practicing with Brady, watching Brady, talking with Brady. He knows their system. I think if Brady leaves, I think Stidham should and will be this team's next quarterback, no?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Scott. I think a lot of people don't go there because they don't trust him to be any good. And nobody wants the team to take a step back. That's why you don't hear that name brought up. But if you were to ask Bill Belichick right now, Bill, who's your next guy?
No, we only have two quarterbacks on the roster.
Boom.
It would be Jared Stidham.
It's as simple and straightforward as it gets with him. Yeah, it's Jared Stidham. That's why I drafted him. Yeah. Does Bill Belichick draft quarterbacks as high as he drafted Stidham to not play?
Generally not.
I mean, that's, you know, you draft them with the hope that they can play.
Yeah.
That they can eventually be your guy. That's why he does it. That's why he drafted Garoppolo where he drafted Garoppolo. That's why he drafted Stidham. He thinks there's something there. He expects that guy to grow into an NFL starter. Whether or not it happens remains to be seen, but that's probably what he was thinking when he drafted a bunch of different guys over the years to be NFL starters here or somewhere else, yeah. Whether it was Kevin O'Connell or it was Ryan Mallett or if it was Garoppolo or Brissett or what you have right now in Jared Stidham. He expects those guys to grow into starters. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Right. But it's not the craziest notion in the world to where, especially if Brady were to play another year or two, could Stidham be ready at that point? Absolutely. Next year? Yeah, that's certainly more of a conversation.
Okay, Paul in Rhode Island, let's do this.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do this. Listen, between the Patriots and the Lions, can I talk about my Lions?
Yeah. You
know, my second favorite team.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that. You and I have
a kinship.
There's something in common.
Come on.
There.
Where do you live? Come on.
Listen, I'm from Detroit.
It took Patricia a year to build that team defensively. Now, let's say Brady's not going anywhere. All we have to do is win this game so we don't use home field advantage, okay? But let's say that this is not the topic. The topic is whenever you take Belichick's chess pieces and they go to another team, they know how to read you, okay? That's all I have to say
they
today,
know what?
Okay?
Yep.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Why is he a Lions fan?
I don't know, but he was questioning your authenticity as a Lions fan.
I have a reason.
You have a lifetime of suffering behind that.
Yes. I'm not giving up now. What's the point?
That would be the point of that. Wow. We got Mario back on the line, who's got some safety tips for you, Hardy, and your tick problem.
Good.
Get to that coming up. Today's takeaway is at 150. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Warrior today.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Solak and Bertrand from Warrior today on this Thursday. 617-779-0985. Patriots getting ready for a matchup with the Chiefs this Sunday. We've got the Bruins against the Blackhawks tonight. Talked to Chris Wagner earlier today. Bruins trying to keep the home streak alive for all the teams. He brought it up, not us. He brought that streak up. It's the Blackhawks, so you better win. They stink. Better win the game, Bruins.
Yeah, this seems like a winnable game, but
don't blow it.
It is odd that he would be the one to bring up the home win streak for Boston teams right now. Like, okay, you want to talk about it? I was under the impression you guys didn't like talk about stuff like that, but sure, let's talk about it. So if it gets snapped tonight, it's on him, not us.
And Shaughnessy.
And Shaughnessy.
We'll blame Shaughnessy for
right.
it as well.
Right.
Mario's in Vermont. Hey, Mario. This is twice now we've tried to go to Mario. Is it us or is it him?
My guess it's Mario.
Yeah, Mario's not there again. Mario has a tick.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of tick information right now about people who, had various symptoms for a while, then finally went and got tested and tested positive for Lyme. Brian is on here right now. Tell me about that. And this is, terrible. Like one of his sons, I had to deal with it. Still has issues. But, like I said, Beto, I think we got it early.
So we hope.
Yeah. Well, hey, hoping for the best, preparing for the worst.
Hoping for the best. Also, Neil added in a Dan's date for us today. 2008, O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years for armed robbery.
Yes, I saw that today. And, of course, he didn't serve anywhere near the full 33 years. Got himself. But if you had any question in your mind that O.J. was maybe not dealing with all of his faculties, right? He's not a guy with a whole lot going on. This guy, many would argue, literally got away with murder. What does he do with that freedom that was given to him? Decides to go and rough up a guy who he thinks is selling memorabilia that was not licensed properly or somehow taken from him.
I know, he believes it was taken from him.
Yeah, taken from him.
Like, what a jackass. You literally got away with murder.
Well,
we use that allegedly. As an expression.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. In my opinion, he got away with murder. And you do what now?
Yeah.
Give me this one more time. You're kicking in the door of a hotel room? For what? A trophy? A jersey? What the hell are we talking about here?
I think that like autographed balls or something. I don't know. I don't know. It's unbelievable, though. Did you want to mention what happened with the 49ers radio analyst?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Tim Ryan is his name. Do you know this guy at all?
I know who he is based on... Is it their play-by-play guy?
He's the analyst.
No, I'm not. I'm less familiar with him. We know who they're... Jim, what's the play-by-play guy's name now? He used to be with Oakland.
Greg Papa.
Greg Papa, right. That's right. Yeah, no, okay. I'm not familiar with this.
So the 49ers have suspended this guy. His name is Tim Ryan. He said on a radio station that one of the reasons why Lamar Jackson was having such success is that his dark skin helped him disguise a dark football when running fake handoffs in Baltimore's zone-ready heavy offense.
Mm. Something tells me that that's not what it is. So they suspended him, right?
You're going down like a Jimmy the Greek type of territory here. You know what? It's just, out of all the list of things, and even if you could make a scientific case that somehow his pigmentation was somehow matched the footballs with any degree of consistency, week in and week out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even if that did factor in to him being able to successfully pull off a fake handoff, I would say that's probably somewhere in the 600 to 700 range of the reasons why Lamar Jackson is having a good year.
That's its way down the freaking list.
Like, well, I just look at him and look how dark his hand is and look how dark the football is. And obviously, you can't tell it's a... What are you doing?
Well...
What are you doing?
Assuming... a lot of people will say, wow, what's this guy's deal? You automatically say, is this guy racist? What's his deal?
I don't think it's racism. I would say,
I'm not sure, but I would suspend him for the stupidity of it first. I might even fire him and say, you're the analyst? You're the guy who's supposed to bring the expert insight to the games?
Right.
I'll fire you just for that. You're an idiot.
Here's the statement from the 49ers. We are disappointed in Tim Ryan's comments earlier this week and have suspended him for the upcoming game. We hold Tim to a high standard as a representative of our organization, and he must be more thoughtful with his words. Tim has expressed remorse in a public statement and has also done so with us privately. We know Tim is a man of high integrity and are confident he will grow and learn from this experience.
But he really believes it. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't believe it, right?
Here's what he said, the quote.
He thinks there's something to this.
He's really good at that fake, Lamar Jackson, but when you consider his dark skin color, with the dark football, with the dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point.
So the jersey color, the skin color, and the football.
I don't know.
In his mind, are all blending in. He's camouflaging the football with his dark skin, according to this guy. Okay.
All right. Here's his statement. I regret my choice of words in trying to describe the conditions of the game. Lamar Jackson is an MVP caliber player, and I respect him greatly. I want to sincerely apologize to him and anyone else I offended.
I would just ask him, in football, when someone with dark skin has the football, is it tough to see it? Is it tough to see the ball? Or when we're watching a football game, we generally know who has the football, right? Regardless of their skin color, we could pretty much figure out who's got the ball.
Well, Beetle, he just said you couldn't tell. Between the skin color and the football color and the uniform color, you couldn't tell.
Now, there is some great deception in that Baltimore offense. But a lot of it has to do with...
How much of it has to do with Lamar Jackson's pigmentation?
None. It has to do with Lamar Jackson's skills.
Oh.
Have you seen how good he is at keeping the ball low and tight to him?
Yeah.
And being able to hand it off without fumbling, without creating turnovers, without mistakes?
Once again, I would say that if you were to make a case that there is something there, it's way down the list of reasons why he's having success.
I mean, he's a skilled guy when it comes to that, which is why you've seen the other teams get confused about who has the football, because their fakes are great and his fakes are great, and we've seen him get tackled when he doesn't even have the ball. They come after him and they tackle him. They're like, oh, damn, he doesn't have the ball, because it's a great play fake. It's terrific. I don't think it has to do with the fact that he's black.
No.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
No, probably not.
No, I don't think it does.
No.
Nope. I'd fire this guy just for being stupid.
Well,
I'd be like, you know what? You're not good at this job.
He's suspended for a game.
I don't think he's very good. I don't know much of him. I'm not all that familiar with his work.
Also, a story that we touched on earlier today, Beetle. LeBron James. And not just the travel, but the him getting onto the court and celebrating while a play is going on.
Yeah.
This is a great angle of it here. Okay? Do you still feel the same way that he should be there?
Oh, God, that is so over the top.
It's so over the top. He is on the court.
That is a great angle.
He's close to the action. Well, he put up an Instagram post.
Saying?
Imagine doing your job at the highest level to where you're not needed anymore. Giving your shoes to... I can't believe this is happening.
This is really from him? He really wrote this?
This is from King James?
Can you scroll up? I want to verify that this is really... Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Right. It's really him.
Okay, so, and if you missed it, at the end of the game, and the Lakers were up, and he was out of the game, and he's on the sideline watching, and as the ball comes back down into to the Lakers' end of the court, there's a couple of blocks, and LeBron is off the bench and on
Kyle
the court.
Kyle Kuzma, yeah, a couple blocks.
He's in his socks, but he's not just off the sideline. He's actually off the baseline at about 4 or 5 feet onto the court, right, and jumping in and celebrating.
Yeah.
And people have said, wow, this, what are you doing? Get off the court, you know? He said, imagine doing your job at the highest level to where you're not needed anymore. Giving your shoes to a little girl and boy who you inspire.
Oh, my God.
And hoped you made proud that night.
Oh, my God, LeBron.
Then cheering on your teammates because you love seeing them succeed more than yourself. Only to be criticized while doing it. People, it's the world we live in. And you can't let it ever stop you from your purpose in life. Negativity, bad energy, hate, envy, etc., etc., will try to bring you down throughout your journey. And it's up to you on how you handle it. I handle it by simply saying thank you with a smile emoji on my face and continue to push forward while doing it. Live, laugh, love.
Oh.
Hands, heart, crown emojis.
That is painful.
That makes Antonio Brown's Instagram post earlier this week actually seem lucid. Imagine doing your job at the highest level where you're not needed anymore.
I'm so great that you should accept everything I do because I am so great.
I love seeing my teammates succeed more than even myself, if you can imagine. Can you imagine a world where LeBron James is happier for
himself? He gives so much it hurts. He just gives and gives and gives until he can't give anymore.
You know what it sounds like? Dirk Diggler in his coked up interview in the documentary that Amber Waves produces. It's negativity, it's jealousy, it's envy. And I'm going to say this right into the camera. I'm going to keep rocking.
Here are the headlines of Michael Bryan. LeBron is such a great guy.
Oh, my God.
And you know how? He'll tell you.
You don't even have to ask.
Here are the headlines.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got some calls on Lamar Jackson, including this one from Alan Mansfield. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Zoe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I follow football a lot, and I kind of critique different things. The reason Lamar Jackson gets away with stuff, I've never seen a quarterback in years, maybe even longer, take the ball, put it into the running back's gut, I mean literally, and pull it out at the same time. So you don't know if he's got it, if the running back's got it, and because usually a quarterback will take like the empty hand and fake like the ball's there and it's on his hip, you know, it's on the quarterback's hip. But Lamar Jackson takes both hands on that ball, puts it into the running back's gut, literally, but holds on to it and I don't know. He disguises it very well.
It's unreal, isn't it? And he doesn't turn it over. Like, you'd think they'd have a million fumbles.
And
that's
they don't.
The thing is, when you get two hands in that ball, it's not like taking one hand, like your off-throwing hand, putting it, faking it in the running back's gut. You've got both hands on the ball. He does it every time, and it's methodical. And I have not seen that pretty much ever done. Usually, you know, it's done the way it is. You put the empty hand in, the quarterback's got the ball in his right hip, ready to throw. He disguises it like he faked out camera guys when he played the Patriots. I mean, come on.
And that's a good point. And he did it multiple times during that game. And the camera's just following the wrong guy. Lamar still had the ball, and everyone was convinced that he had handed it off. Just playing with the confidence, and you're right, Peter. You would think they would fumble the ball like constantly with you know, those types of tactics, but no, not yet. I guess the question is something going to happen to him? And I don't mean, you know, injury wise, or is, you know, something going to burst the bubble on Lamar Jackson? And with regard to this season, in time for the Patriots to benefit from it. I don't know. You could argue that the way he plays the game, he looks like other mobile quarterbacks that we've seen in recent years that just get too banged up to continue playing at that level. But he's doing a lot of things well right now, and it's almost like something's got to go wrong on the other side of the ball. Something would need to happen with Baltimore's defense. I would see that as a more plausible circumstance that kind of slow down Baltimore at this point.
Eric in Winthrop. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Sorry, I missed Zoe today. He must be really sick. I think to start the game, at least, they may have to change this. Whenever they're going to pull that option stuff, just drill Jackson. Just commit to it and hit him hard and hit him fast. And, you know, maybe he'll slow him down enough to get to him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it's that simple. Like, hit him hard, hit him fast. I mean, how are you going to get in the backfield that fast?
Right. I mean, and the Patriots have had a lot of success in getting into the backfield, but they've had more success with just containing. And the secondary is so good, and it's like, okay, well, you're not just going to, you know, necessarily blitz every time and get back there and get past everybody. You don't need to. If your secondary is good enough and you've got the downfield receivers covered, that'll work too. I don't know. If there were an easy way to stop him, I think someone would have figured out a better way of stopping him by now.
Bill in Maine. Hey, Bill.
Hey, yeah, I agree. We definitely don't want to be pushing too hard. You know, we don't want to over-penetrate. I like the containment. You know, we want to keep him contained in the pocket. But regardless, the main reason I was calling is, you know, I see the reaction, you know, this analyst. I haven't had too much time to look into the story, but I don't think he's off base, you know. And I watch games. I watch him play the Patriots. You know, Jackson is amazing keeping the ball low. He keeps it hidden. They're the best at it. But there's something to this black uniform. And I noticed that this week, there's just some, on top of the skill, there's some blending going on.
Some what going on?
Blending going on.
Okay.
There. Some right. Blending.
Is that the main problem, though, in football? You don't know where the ball is? I mean, does that play a big part?
In their offense, it's created some havoc.
It creates
for other defenses.
Some havoc, but say for the most part, It's the speed with which they're pulling this stuff off. It's not the blending of the uniform or the skin color or anything else.
Jeff in North Carolina has the answer on how to stop Lamar. Jeff. Uh-oh. I think we froze up again. All right, thanks, Jim.
Oh, no.
And now he's not there. He hung up probably because maybe he was on the line. We couldn't hear him.
Damn it.
John in Boston. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Good.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up, when Lamar Jackson breaks you down, you're missing more than, you know, 75% of the time. So you guys are going to make a choice. Either hit left, hit right, and you're either going to get him or not, but at least you're going to get him 50% of the time instead of missing, you know, that 75%.
Yeah, I could see that. Get someone on him no matter what, but then you've got one defender tied up. No matter what the play is, you've taken someone out of the play. And I'm sure there's been some of that going on, whether it be through deception or otherwise. Guys are strictly taken out of the play. Now you've got You've taken the quarterback who's now removed himself from the play because the play's now in front of him, and you've got a defender on him. That's it. You don't have any advantage in the no. You don't have any advantage.
Any chance,
numbers wise?
Any chance Buffalo pops him this weekend?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Buffalo doesn't stink. Their defense is good. Their offense has been better, actually. But, yeah, there's a chance. I mean, is it likely? Probably not. But it's would it be stunning if this was a game they lost?
No.
No, Buffalo's a good opponent this year. And you know how it goes in the league. If you run into a good defenses can beat good teams.
Yes.
That's how I always feel. That's why I have a level of faith in the Patriots that I hope turns out to be right.
Right.
Bob's in Worcester. Bob.
Yeah, I just want to call and comment on one of the previous callers about Lamar Jackson and his play fake and how he's able to stick the ball in the running back belly and then pull it out. I played college football. We ran that front pass option. And with the dedication of both the quarterback and the running back to really sell that fake is what makes it effective. A lot of guys just kind of, you know, go through the motions, don't really fake it that well. And they got to, you know, it's all about the option on the defensive end. If the guy comes down towards the quarterback, he hands it off to the running back. If he goes towards the running back, the quarterback keeps it. So the best way to stop it is, you know, pulling another guy in, like a nickel corner or someone, to go after both. But you could always call an option and go the opposite way.
Okay, but the problem, but Bob, you would know this, though. The problem is also that most guys don't spend the time selling the fake because they're anxious to turn around and start looking at the play if they're keeping the football. If the quarterback is keeping the ball,
yeah,
okay, they're not fast and as athletic as Lamar Jackson is. Lamar Jackson's not worried about having to outrun somebody who's bearing down on him because he can do it because he's that fast. Like, that's one of the elements that most guys don't have. Most guys don't have the time to not have to let the play speed up on them.
Yes.
Because he can sit there and spend the time selling the fake because when he turns around, he can outrun someone if they're in his face. He can take off and still make a play, whether he wants to throw it, whether he wants to keep it, any of those things. He's got a little extra time built in because of his speed.
He's got the extra time, and if you do bring in someone from the secondary and you're going to do that, he can throw it. You know, if you're going to leave someone, you know, uncovered downfield, it's out of the things that he can do well, maybe you're least worried about his throwing, but he can still throw the ball. He's not completely inept. I'm curious to see, and last weekend was not a good representation because of the conditions. So yeah, they were limited in the points they put up, but the weather had as much to do with that as anything else. Curious to see how is someone able to really give that offense issues in a, you know, a fair weather game, just another good defense going up against them, and how they get it done.
Today's takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Time for today's takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand. Normally you would hear Zoe's voice first, but he wasn't with us today.
Right.
Hopefully he's resting up and getting better.
Now we were just doing the over-under as to whether or not we... I guess probability as to whether or not he was going to be here tomorrow, but...
Jim's got him in tomorrow. Jim says...
I got it 100%.
100% he's back tomorrow.
All right. Well, if Zoe were here, he'd tell you that today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. Reclaim money spent on programs, not your expectations. Reclaim money spent on programs, not your expectations. That's not right. Let me rewrite this. Reclaim money spent on programs that didn't meet your expectations. Present your receipt and receive a $100 Davio's gift card when starting Awaken 180. See website for details. Fixed it.
There you go.
All right.
Way to go. want to remind you that Christmas in the City is hosting Felger Maz at the Seaport Hotel today. 2 to 6:30 p.m. They're over there. They are broadcasting their show. They are collecting toys. They are also looking for your monetary donations. If you don't have the toys, maybe you have the coin. So go over there and visit those guys today as they help Christmas in the City. You can also go see them on Saturday at the Natick Mall. They're going to be at the Newbury Comics there collecting, again, the toys, the monetary donations, all to help Christmas in the City, which helps thousands of Boston area children that are homeless this holiday season, you know, to give those kids a great Christmas and give them a great holiday season. And so that is what Christmas in the City is all about. They've got their annual wreath auction coming up after Felger Maz at the Seaport Hotel today. So go see those guys. Help out if you can. And also get to our website, 985thesportshub.com. where the live auctions are ongoing. They wrap up tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the end of Felger Maz. How are the bids doing today, Hardy? Do you have that up?
I'm looking at them right now. The Anitaq Arena's gift basket, which includes a $100 Anna's card.
Well, it's a lot of burritos.
$125 plus you get tickets to a BC hockey game and a BC basketball game. So that's up there right now. The Daron Harmon signed ball for $160. Seems like we can get that one up. The Gordon Hayward sign ball at 200. A spring golf outing with Tony Maz and Hardy.
Hey now.
$700. 10 bids on that one so far. And you can sit in for a segment with Felger Maz. That's up to $920.
I'm not telling you what you can do and not do in that segment with Felger Maz. But hey, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you have a business. Maybe you have...
That's not just visiting the show. That's sitting in for a segment.
Yeah, on the air.
Do you know how much that's worth?
You get to go on the air and talk about whatever it is you want to talk
whatever
about.
Whatever you want. That's worth... That's like a five-figure.
Maybe promote something. I don't know. Wow. Whatever it is you're into.
Wow. That's a big one.
Those guys have been very accommodating to those winners in the past.
You think that that Pats Dolphins game could be meaningful on December 29th?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Well, you can get a couple of tickets for that in section 141.
Oh.
Yeah.
Down low.
You notice I didn't start that with a 3
or a 2 or anything that right. is not a 1. The lower bowl.
Right. It's section 141. That's currently at $450. That'll go up.
And it's how many tickets? 2?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's enough. All right, so check that out at our website, 985thesportshub.com is where you go. The live bidding is available now.
Big Nate's last day. Big Nate the intern. Today's his last day, Pete. Don't worry missing him.
Congratulations on completing the internship. I've heard that his family is going to force him to watch Mark Wahlberg movies now that they've heard his take.
Is that true?
Yes.
Good.
I heard that earlier today.
Start with
his family is upset with him.
Start with Boogie Nights. Might be able to end with Boogie Nights, but you know, you could throw in Ted. What else do you want to throw in there? We had a whole list of good Mark Wahlberg movies.
I think The Fighter is just solid fighter, all the way around.
Yep.
You know?
Just start with those three and then get back to us. Or just watch them. Thank you, Nate. Good job this semester.
We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Felger Maz coming up next from the Seaport Hotel. They're on the road. Go check them out today. Help out Christmas in the City. Will Zoe be back tomorrow? What do you think? I'm with Jim. I think he's back.
Not back.
We'll find out tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.